scent out of his mouth. The word of God went, spoken to us by God's prophet. For this our day.
God with me.
my mind, soul, and heart. I'll stay with the word given to me for this our day. It is a privilege to be in the house of God this evening. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Hello, bride.
Amen.
I'm so grateful to
you may be
here
seated.
That God made a way for me to get here. You know, God's been so good to me. He's brought me a mighty long way. I've been through valleys and I've been through highs. But no matter where I've been in life, he's always been right there.
Amen.
Right there. He's always given me strength. He's always given me what I need. Every day is a gift from God.
Yes.
When you face death and come back, you look at life a little bit different. And you know, life is just such a gift to me. And I praise him for each and every day he gives me. And you know, for a long time, Brother Childers and Brother Moore preached on the mechanics and the dynamics, and I was lost. I couldn't ever put it together. I couldn't see it, but then Brother Jeremiah, I think it was you, got up and broke it down so simple for me that I got it. I guess you can call me a slow learner. But, you know, I finally understand the mechanics and the dynamics, and I just thank God for that.
I do not have much to say. I just want to let God know that I am so grateful and so thankful to be here. And I thank my brothers and sisters and my pastor for my guidance.
Amen.
Do I grab this or go? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I am so glad to be here once again. It's been far too long.
You're
going to have to hold my meal for a second because.
Oh, yes.
So, I mean, a little backstory. I missed Sunday because my legs were in some dire need. I tell you what a mighty God I serve.
Amen.
You're like, oh, well, you just had leg pain. Oh, I had faith in that. Just the same faith that I have for that healing of my legs is the same faith I have for that body healing.
Amen.
That body change. That see my loved ones.
Yes. Yes.
It's not any different.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, I love this message. I love coming here.
Amen.
I love seeing each and every one of you. I love coming in here, and I just love because you know what? Today, I got to be the one that knocked the world off of you. I wanted to sit there. I wanted to if nothing else, rev you up. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. I was reading today, and it talked about the scripture. I don't know the scripture by heart, but it talked about, you know what, we aren't servants. Because servants don't know what it is.
Right.
We're friends.
Right.
Amen. A friend knows everything.
Yeah.
I can look back and I'm not confused. I can see what God has done.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, you know, I was talking about, thank you for this body. I was like, I can't talk about a body with just saying it's just us.
Right.
Not anymore, but you know why? I have not an understanding.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You have an understanding. You can't talk about it any other way.
Right.
Any other way. But, you know, I'm thankful we got to go on vacation. We got to step away for a little bit, disconnect from work. But I tell you what, nothing beats coming home.
Amen.
It was nice. It was nice in the natural.
Yeah.
Thank God for the beauty of Michigan. Michigan's beautiful. It's got beautiful countryside, pretty water. It's quiet. It's not too loud.
Yes.
But I tell you what, nothing beats coming in here and seeing each and one of your smiling faces. Because you know why? This is what counts.
Amen.
Michigan will pass away.
Oh, yeah.
My legs will pass away.
Yeah, yeah.
But this will last forever.
Amen.
What you do for God lasts forever. It's not a matter of, oh, you know what? We want to talk ourselves out of a revelation. We want to talk ourselves out of what God has done for me. I got up. I'm moving, and yes, it may still feel a little rough, but you know what? I said, just let me walk. Let me walk. If I can just walk, I can make it here. Sometimes we probably quantify and put, well, I want this, I want that. Just get to the house. Just get to the house. And guess what? I got to make it to the house. So I don't care what you went through this week.
Amen.
I don't care what the work brought, what your friends brought, what your family brought. That knocked off at the door. They're talking about that car wash. If you want to leave with a dirty car, it's your choice. So if you want to come in here, you want to get everything cleaned, you want to get it detailed, that's your choice. You have the coupon for it. You got the benefits for it. Are you going to take it or are you going to sit there and be like, you know what? I'm going to hold on to my problems. I'm not going to hold on to my problems.
No.
I came here because I heard on Sunday we're on good land. We're playing on good land.
Good.
We don't have thorns or thistles.
Yeah.
No, we're not sit there and the sun bleaks to death.
Moist
soil. Oh, I'm good soil.
Yes.
You start talking about soil. I know somebody back there knows good about soil.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
You know good soil.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's important. It's important. You try to plant a plant somewhere where it's not going to grow.
Oh, yeah.
You can water it all you want.
Right.
Talk about the mechanics and dynamics.
Right.
If it's not set up in the right way, it's not going to happen. You can water it all you want. If it's dead, it won't bring any life. But we have life in us. Every single one of us. You didn't show up just because, well, I guess it's what I do. Forms and traditions. No, he said on Sunday, I'm talking to believers.
Amen.
I can come in here and say, I'm talking to believers.
That's right.
I see that quickening power. Yeah. I see you get too close to me, I'll burn you up. I will burn you up. I will suck you in and I will burn you up if you get too close to me. That same kind of faith, that same quickening that brought those bones back to life.
Yes.
That same quickening is in me.
That's right.
And I'm not going to sit there and short, well, it's just Seth. Yeah. Oh, you're right. This flesh.
Oh.
I'm not holding on to this flesh.
Amen.
This flesh will pass away.
Right.
But that inside of the inside,
my.
That revelation, understanding, that when that comes across, you're like, you know what? That's nothing but the truth.
Yes.
That's nothing but the truth. I love the fact that as believers, we may not even understand it. But you know what? Amen.
Amen.
But the truth. Amen. Nothing but the truth. Guess what? Thank God for Sunday nights because I can ask questions.
Yeah.
Thank God for an opportunity. Thank God for freedom.
Yes.
Right.
I'm so thankful for freedom that we get to come in here. It's 7:30.
Yeah.
Now it's 7:30. But I am thankful that we are such an age, such a relaxed age that we can come in here. I got to shake God's hand for 30 minutes. That's what I do with my time.
Amen.
That's why he said, get here, give me atmosphere.
Yes.
Get yourself ready. Because you know what?
Yes.
That flesh has to be called to.
Right.
That spirit has to be called to.
Right.
That's still of this world.
Oh,
that still needs to be changed.
Right.
But that soul only knows one thing, has one inlet. That's nothing but the truth.
Amen.
So when they get up there, I'm like, that's nothing but the truth.
Yeah.
That's nothing but the truth.
Right.
You come in here eager. I don't want to hold on to anything. I don't want to hold on to my thinking. You know, eventually, like Sister Elise said, eventually that loading bar is going to be 100% and we're ready to play.
Yeah.
You know what that means? That means a body change. What are we looking for? I'm looking for a body change.
Oh, yeah.
One thing. And it's funny because more and more I come in here, I guess I still have stuff on my plate. I still have stuff on my plate because I guess I'm still here.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Ooh.
But you know what? I enjoy this walk. I'm in no rush to kill myself. I'm in no rush. I'm not sitting here. It's nothing but perfect love.
Perfect.
I was out there and I met such wonderful people.
Right.
I'm not even looking for water. I'm looking for a smile. Make eye contact with me.
Right.
Eye contact.
Right.
Just be kind.
So simple.
Just be kind. I'm not even asking for water.
I want you.
Just look at me. Just look at me and realize, you know what? I had one guy, I was wearing a shirt, and it said, faith over fear or something like that. And the guy smacked me on the back. He says, what do you, more people like you? I'm like, if you only knew. And we were in a sketchy gas station in the middle of the woods, like a murder movie. But you know what? God is funny.
Amen.
God is funny because he's not in the big church.
That's right.
He's not in the show of it.
Right.
He's not in the way that you have to live because you try to make you work for it. You try to climb a ladder of succession. He says, you know what? If you could only believe, that's the only requirement. If you could just believe, if you could really just believe, you know what a believer does? A believer believes. There's no other avenue for God besides just a belief. So I'm thankful. So thankful that I got to come in here one more time.
Yes.
One more time because I'm still looking for a body change.
Amen.
I'm still looking for Brother Shoulders.
Right.
I'm still looking for Brother Bob and Sister Spears.
Yes. Amen.
I'm looking for my loved ones.
Amen.
I'm looking. I'm calling for them. They're saying the same thing. I want to see. I want a body change.
Right.
We're singing the same song.
Right.
Oh, what a beautiful hour. When we can see there, we know what it is. When you know what it is,
oh my
Lord.
Lord, I need you now more than I ever have before. And Lord, I need you today before I walk out the door. I don't want to leave this place the same way I came.
Let's get the key. I've lost it again. Doesn't matter. Whatever. C.
D. G.
Lord, I need you now.
This is a pressing, pressing way.
Amen.
And if you're not willing to press, you won't get there.
That's right.
You know, there's too much distraction. There's too much to pull you away. There's too much your own thinking, your own junk.
Junk.
You know, human nature, I guess we just get bored easy or something. I don't know. But you know, unless you press, and that's across the board, anything you do. If you don't push, you'll get nowhere. And the spirit of this age is so lazy.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do anything.
That's right.
They'd rather just not care.
Amen.
Than to be concerned about their fellow man. You know, even have morals where they would want to be a man of their word or want to follow through with what they said. You know, it's just so lazy and absolutely worthless. And I think, and I look at Christians, you know, and if we don't watch, we get the same spirit.
That's right.
You know, we just get slack. Brother Childers said, you just let the devil rock you to sleep.
That's right.
You know, I look at Brother Childers a lot, and he pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. You thought he pushed too much. You know, even in himself, I'm the strongest man around. I'm the hardest worker you ever seen. Why'd he say all that? He's pushing.
That's right.
He's not giving no place to the devil.
That's right.
He's getting somewhere. He's standing his ground. If you don't stand, you'll fall.
That's right.
Plain and simple.
Plain and simple.
And I see people falling off for absolutely no reason at all. Just lazy. Just absolutely lazy. Don't want it. You have to say it. You know, they just don't want it. They don't care if there's a God. They don't care if he's real. They don't care if there's a feeling that goes with it. You know, I push till I get a feeling. I like a feeling. It encourages me. I like being excited. It encourages me.
Yes.
Amen.
I like feeling my skin tingle a little bit. That lets me know he's real.
Amen.
You know, it's like listening to music. People listen to music because it affects their spirit realm.
Yes.
Well, this affects your spirit realm too.
Yes.
If you push a little bit, you say, well, I don't feel like it. Well, you're not pushing.
Push. Give to it.
You got no love for it,
Amen.
You know. You go after what you love.
Right.
And I desire this. You know, I realized something a couple weeks ago. I can walk away from this anytime I want.
Amen.
Ain't nothing holding me here. There's no fear. Nobody's making me come here.
Right.
Nobody makes me get up.
No.
Nobody makes me say what I say, think about what I say.
Right.
I want to.
Amen.
I have a love for the truth.
This is my desire.
I have a desire.
Amen.
People don't even care what truth is anymore.
Amen.
They just get on the bandwagon of the soul. You see it in politics. You see it in the world. They don't care. They don't understand what they're doing. They're just going along for the ride, you know. I don't do that. I want to know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, I know where I'm at. You know, I've sought it enough to where I know it's real.
Right.
I've sought enough to where I know where I'm at.
Right.
I know how I stand.
Amen.
There's no fear in me. There's no worry in me. There's no stress in me.
Right.
And I say for surety, Satan's not even in my picture at
Amen.
All. And that's not hope so, maybe so.
That's a no.
That's a real thing.
That's
a know
real
thing.
You don't want to.
I know where I stand.
Right.
I have an understanding.
Amen.
But it's not knowledge. I was thinking this a little bit ago. And there's probably not a half dozen people in the world that has the knowledge I have.
Amen.
I mean, and that's not a brag. It's a simple fact. But it's not that.
Amen.
At all. You can't lose me in this message. You can't deceive me in this.
Right.
And I know that.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not it. I need him every single day.
Yeah.
I have to seek him every single day.
Every day.
I have to walk by faith every single day.
Every day.
Or I will fall. I will walk away.
That's right.
I will get lax. Satan will rock me to sleep.
Amen.
You know, but I love this.
Amen.
And this is why I seek it. This is why I push. This is why I give no place to the devil.
Right.
I was reading Corinthians before church. And, you know, the first Corinthians, Paul chewed them out pretty good. Every way possible, you know. I fear I put labor on you in vain.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on here? Separate yourself from this. Don't give to that, you know.
Yes.
And I think, Lord, I'm so thankful for where I'm at.
Amen.
So thankful for what I know. And like I said, Bible study the other night, not only that, I could I could boast all day long in the Lord and where he's brought me. But I'm so thankful for a claiming message.
Yes.
I have my loved ones. I have right. those that maybe are weak. I have those that I love
Amen.
And love me.
Yes.
And that's beautiful. That just wraps it up for me. when Brother Childers sat there and he said, you know, I can take my loved ones no matter what. And I thought, really?
Yeah.
I don't have to get them here. I don't have to, you know. Thank God.
Amen.
For a prophet's reward.
Yes.
Thank God for
Amen,
truth,
brother.
That I know where I'm at.
That's right.
I'm solid. I'm strong. I might
Amen.
Be jumping up and down all the time. I might not have a lot to say all the time. But I know where that is.
Yes.
Where I'm at. And I'm thankful for that. And it doesn't just affect me. It affects everybody.
Yes.
And I praise him for
Amen.
Such a truth.
Such a truth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Such a mighty God we serve.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah,
I'm back. No.
Amen.
Today was very trying. It really was. I had car issues. It could have been a dangerous thing if I was on the highway. Something could have majorly happened, but God made a way. He protected me. I'm his child.
Amen.
He's so real.
And I just want to apologize for not being here.
We did miss
you. I missed you guys, too.
Amen. I know.
Just letting my feelings or whatever get in the way, I guess.
Amen.
I don't know. But I just wanted to come up here and also say that Dylan's cousin that had cancer, she did ring the bell. No more treatments.
Thank
you. No more radiation. Also, it's been a while, but... I also got another place. It's a few of you guys know, but I did find another bigger place for me and my son. So he has his own room now, and that's another prayer report. But yes, God bless you guys.
Amen. We do miss our brothers and sisters when they're not here. Amen. We pray. Pray all the time when we don't see someone.
Amen.
We pray all the time. You know, God is so real. God is so real. He talks to you every day. He talks to you when you wake up.
Yes.
He talks to you all through the day. He talks to you when you go to bed.
Yes.
You know, and I just think about Revelation. You know, just watching The Chosen. And, you know, they're looking at Peter. And, you know, they got a little bit of a Catholic twist there. You know, built, you know, like that Peter's special. You know, but you go to Galatians or you go through anywhere. And you see, like, Paul, he didn't get it from any man. He didn't get it from any man. He didn't even meet any of the other apostles for 3 years. And he says, by revelation.
Amen.
By
yes.
revelation. And that's what makes the difference. That's what makes you, by revelation, that you don't doubt. By revelation, you don't have fear. By revelation, you know who you are. It's a inside thing. You can't even describe it. But it's revelation. And, you know, knowledge is nothing. Knowledge puffs you up. Knowledge, Paul said, is dung.
Amen.
Knowledge makes you think that you're somebody.
Right.
Revelation humbles you.
Amen.
Revelation
Amen.
Makes you pure.
Amen.
Revelation is a thing. And I praise God, praising for this truth. And you know, Brother Moore was talking, he was talking about this little assembly. And I was just thinking about this little assembly. But look at what comes out of this little assembly.
Oh,
look at the word that comes out of here. Goes around the world. All these people around, whatever device they have to hear the word of God. And that's why I think I want to have an obligation.
Yes.
That's something talked about Sunday night. And it's just, I want to have an obligation to be behind this and to do all I can.
Amen.
And doing all I can means speaking.
Right.
Join. Praying,
right.
being part of the body,
Amen.
not letting it get old to me,
right.
not letting me get lazy like you said, but push
yes.
with everything that's in me.
Amen.
You've got to push. And, you know, I've pushed all my life.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be 70 this year.
Amen.
And I look at that between 70 and 80, and I say, I'm going to depend on God even more.
Oh, yeah.
Because my flesh is going to change.
Right.
My flesh is going to have all
yes.
kinds of things. But I'm even more determined,
Amen.
More determined
right.
to push, More determined to give it my all. Amen. More determined to stand behind this thing.
Amen. Go ahead, Brother Kevin.
God bless you. It's so hard not to come here and not say anything. Like I said, Sunday, this place is amazing. I just want to thank God for being here one more time. And you know, I was hearing Brother Mike testify, and that's one of the things I have battled for the longest, and now I don't battle anymore. God is the only real of His word.
Right?
Yes. He's the only one. So I don't care if it takes you 20 years to figure something out. It don't matter. It's God. It's Him. It ain't you.
There's no time limit here.
So you can sit there all you want and try to puff something up, but until God reveals it to you, you're just going to sit there. I mean, that's just how it is. But at the end of the day, God's going to reveal it to you sooner or later. So I just sit back and enjoy the ride. That's what I feel like.
Amen.
I can't realize. Man, I have realized. I said, you know what? I'm not going to just stress myself about something like that. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. So I thank God for that. And if we have time, I don't know if Brother Moore remembers the song, but it's been on my heart for the last 2 weeks. The song is called "I'm on my way up." I'm on my way up.
Going to hold my
head up. Going on with the Lord.
I'm on my way up. I'm on hold my head.
Joy that I have.
I know that
the world didn't give it to me.
Yes, this joy that I have.
This joy that I have.
I know that
the world didn't give it to me.
This joy that I have.
This joy.
the world can't take it away.
My mind is made up. My mind is made up. I'm on my way up. I'm gonna hold my head up. Going on with the Lord. My mind is made up. I'm on my way up. I'm gonna hold my head up. Going on with the Lord.
This revelation that I have.
This revelation I have.
I
know that the world didn't give it to me.
So if the world didn't give it,
and the world can't take it away.
My mind is made up. My mind is
made up.
Amen.
I'm on my way up. Gonna hold my head up. Going on with the Lord.
My mind.
To be here, and I'm just God just blesses us every day. I'm so thankful that we have this word, and I was sitting there and I was thinking, this word just changes your whole mindset. I was so excited today. I was driving to get some food with my son. He was asking me questions about this church, and he was asking me deep questions, and I was thankful I had the answers.
Yeah.
And I was thankful I could put his little mind at rest, because he's like, Mom, I don't have the same revelation that you have. And I had an answer for that, too. I said, just like through the ages, God gives you that little bit of love. And as long as you take your 100% of what God
that's
gives
right.
you,
that's
all you have to do. I said, it's the same for me. That's all I have to do.
Amen.
And I was sitting there. We were talking about God. And then randomly, my tire popped. And the old me would have been like, oh, Satan's trying to get me because I'm talking about God. But not then. I was like, this is just God giving me an opportunity to meet someone. And I went. I sat in an auto shop for 5 hours. And I met person after person after person that touched God. And I walked out there thanking God for giving me that opportunity too. Because sometimes I'll just sit at home or I'll just do my same 6 and 7. Sometimes God's got to shake you to get you out there. And there's beautiful people that offer to drive me places. They offer to take my kid to practice. I was like, these are good people.
Yes.
And I was just thanking God that, like the, Brother Don said, we have the push that we get to take those people.
Right.
That I am going to keep coming here because I have people counting on me.
They are counting on us.
And I want to come here. It's not that I'm just doing it because people are counting on me, but I'm just so blessed that I have a place in me for this. And I know that there's nothing really I did, but like I was telling him, he was asking if God knew who's going to be in heaven anyway. Why didn't he just start out heaven with that? I was like, we had to have a choice. And I got to explain to him foreknowledge and predestination. And I'm so glad that I have that rest, and I'm just thankful for this place.
Hold on, sister. One second. Go
ahead. Praise God. It's been too long that I got up and said, I'm just so thankful that I can receive this word, this message. Now, this is a hard day for me. It's when I lost my son, but I have the promise that I will see him again more today than I ever have in my whole life. And I'm just thankful for this word. You know, I'm thankful that God has brought me this close to him and this far, and I'm not turning back now. I've gone too far.
Amen. Thank God for that promise. Because as you were saying, Brother Dustin, the promise God takes your loved ones means so much to us. That's a reward that God gave us. It's part of our token. But I just was enthused about what you guys are testifying about, and it was back there just thinking, and I'll pass the torch to Brother James here, because I'm not really planning on preaching, but But you do got to press into this thing.
Right.
And you know, you were saying that Sunday night, Brother Moore, and I was sitting there thinking about it, because there's two sides to this thing a little bit.
Because
on one side, you know, we all testify this, and I'm going to testify tonight. I can't do any of this without God.
That's right. Amen.
Can't do a thing without him.
Not right.
If he didn't preach his word to me, I wouldn't know where to go.
Right.
If he didn't every once in a while send help along my way, I wouldn't get to where I'm supposed to go. If he didn't have his watchful hand over me, I'd have been killed by a car accident. I can give you so many reasons why I would not be here tonight without the grace of God. But on the other hand, that God that I'm talking about is who I am.
Yes.
It's my very nature.
Yes.
He's the one that gave me that nature.
Right.
Now, he's not in there with some miraculous gravity force picking me up off the ground and bringing me to church.
No.
I choose to come to church.
Amen.
I got to press. I got to keep feeding the fire with some more wood. Because
yes.
If you don't, you're just going to burn out.
Right.
And you're so right, you got to do that in every aspect of your life. And you will where it's important. You know, because at work, I was thinking about it. The moment I stop as a leader pointing to something and pointing to something and pointing to something, it dies down.
Yeah, it does.
We don't worry about it anymore. We don't talk about it anymore. Unless I've done it long enough, it's part of our culture. But I'm just saying, if you don't give it to something, you don't do it.
Amen.
And you have to give to this thing.
Amen.
You have to press. And I don't mean that. That's the reason why I say it's supposed to have the corn. Like, you're working your way to heaven. You're not working your way to heaven. God paid your price.
Yes.
And you couldn't get here tonight by the, without the grace of God.
Amen.
But on the other hand, you had to make a choice to get here.
Amen.
And you can give that choice to so many other things. You can make so many other things more important. You can make your job more important. You can make your spouse more important. You can make your girlfriend more important. You can make money more important. We all got our list. And let me explain to you, because we haven't preached the three realms in so long, but I'm sitting back here thinking about it. Let me tell you, I didn't feel my flesh tonight to come to church. I just, I'm so excited. I'm so awake. No, I'm tired. I came home tired. I want to make it real to you. I was at home tonight taking a little nap, and it would have been easy for me to say, I'm just going to keep sleeping. That's what my flesh wanted to do. But something on the inside of the inside, the real me, the who I am, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And you got to decide for yourself. Wait a minute. I don't need this rest, Lord. Make it feel like 8 hours. Whatever it takes. But I'm getting to the house no matter the cost. And each and every one of you has to do that. If you don't do that, you'll end up leaving. If you don't do that, you'll end up quitting. If you don't do that, I'll see you for 20 years and you won't be here the next day. I've seen it happen, and it can happen to any of us. If you're not the person that presses, that pushes. And then on the other hand, God is love. You got to have love.
Yeah.
If that love ain't there, you ain't doing nothing.
That's right.
And that's real. You can do a lot of things because you mentally make yourself do them. Mind over matter, but a real relationship, a real desire to get here, you do got to pick to do that. I had a lot of options tonight, Brother Moore. And even Jesus himself, just to make it real, so Jesus said, Lord, if possible, let this cup pass. In his flesh, he didn't really want to do it. But you know what he had to do? But not my will. But thine be done.
Amen.
He didn't listen to his flesh.
Amen.
He didn't listen to his emotion. But here's what's so great about it, and I like what you said, Brother Dustin. You get here, you overcome, and then you let God start talking to you. What was tired is not tired anymore.
Amen.
And what was worried is not worried anymore.
Amen.
And what was nervous is not nervous anymore.
Amen.
And before you know it, because you brought your flesh here and you brought your spirit rib here, those two now are stimulated by revelation.
Amen.
And there's no other place you'd rather be. And you're so glad you're here.
Yes.
And who cares what's going on out there? As far as I'm concerned, we can rapture tonight.
Amen.
All because you pushed. All
Amen.
Because you pressed.
Yes.
All because you made a decision to get to the house
yes.
of God tonight.
Amen.
God's going to talk to you. God's going to bless you. God's going to give you what you need. Because he answers your prayers and questions every single time we come in here. We've seen it happen time after time after time after time. He's never let us down. I've been young, I've been old, and I've never seen his seed begging for bread. Not one time. Oh, we're a blessed group of people.
Amen.
But the elders in this church, the Brother Lockett's and Brother Deskins and Sister Don's and Brother Moore's and Sister Ramona's, they're not here because God's every service is just with gravity pushed them and forced them here. They chose to come here. They chose to yield to God. They chose to give to God.
Yes.
Everything you do for this house, you're going to have a push.
Yes.
When you clean the church and you really don't want to have to do it, you got to push and get there. When you're cutting grass and it's hot outside and you'd rather be doing something else, you got to push to do there. When you're paying your tithes, when you'd rather spend it somewhere else, you got to push to do it. When you're going to travel to South Carolina, when you know it's a 10-hour drive, I'll talk real to you. It's going to be a 10-hour drive. It's going to be a long drive. Not going to be fun. You got to push and say, I'm going to sit in the van with 12 other people. Tight. Can't even stretch my legs out. Just making it real to you. Just making you feel like you're normal. That's the flesh talking. I ain't going to get much sleep. I ain't going to be in my own bed. I'm going to lose my weekend. It ain't really your weekend. It ain't really your time. But you got to push to do those things. Brother James said it a few weeks ago. I actually had never thought about it. He said it so strong, but the more you give, the more God will bless you. So it's that deposit that Brother Moore talks about. The more you deposit, the more you get out. God's the greatest interest giver there is. He's the greatest investment you can make. Oh, this ain't like the stock market where it's up one time and down the next and shaky. Depending on who's going to be the president or who's doing this or one person make one decision, the whole thing crashes.
Right.
This is something that will compound interest, man. This is something you can retire on. This is something you can bank your life on. But you know what you got to do? You got to deposit. You got to push. You got to press. And you won't be able to do nothing without God. You wouldn't be here tonight without God. You wouldn't even know you where to go without God. You wouldn't be here tonight if he didn't watch over you. And if he didn't help you. And if he didn't give you a new nature. And he didn't preach to you.
Come on.
But he's giving you these things so you take it and apply it to your life. And use it. And you won't lose a thing, to be honest with you. The Bible promised me I won't lose, and Brother Brandon said I won't lose a hair. God has every hair on my head accounted for. Oh, that gets me excited. Oh, he watches over the little sparrows. And he watches over the lilies in the field. Oh, how much more does he got you covered? If he knows how many times a gnat bats its eyes, he's got you covered. I know James don't care. I took a little bit of time, but James, I wanted to just help you out.
Amen.
So God bless you.
God bless the testimonies. It's time for the word. God bless you. Just stay tuned for the announcements. Music practice tomorrow, September 22nd, is picture day. October 17th, the signups are gone. So whoever didn't sign their names, not going. So let's sing. Labor Day weekend. Is that right? Weekend after, okay.
I have a Saturday night and a Sunday morning and a cookout.
Saturday night, Sunday morning, and a cookout after September 7th. Weekend of the 7th.
7th
and 8th. God bless you. I want to sing, I know we sing this a lot, but see, a lot of people put their source of all their joy on different things. This is the source of all my joy. So let's sing God Has Smiled on Me, and we'll get him up. Let's see. Kia G. I'll find you.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Yes, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me.
He is the
my God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. A light unto. My God, oh, he has set me free. I know my God, oh, he smiled. Yes, he's been good to me. He is the source of all. He fills me. His love, everything that I should need. I know he sends it. Above. That's why I know my God has smiled on me. Yes. Oh, he has set me free. He has set me free. I know my. Oh, he smiled on me. Me. He is a light unto. A light unto, you got it, my path. Without him, I would fall. I don't know what he means to you, but to me, he's my all in all. Oh, yes. Smiled on me. He has set me free. I know my God has smiled on me. Yes, he's been good to me.
Amen. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for the opportunity to come into your house and just worship you in spirit and truth. Thank you for giving the people of the day a word of encouragement, Lord. Let this service move the hearer and the speaker out of the way so we can just be unencumbered by distractions. Every weight that could so easily beset us out there, let us drop them at the door, Lord, and just come in here and hear from you. Lord, bless the prayer requests. Bless the families that have been affected by loss. Lord, we know we're going to see them again. That's a promise. It's another one of the promises that you gave to the believers, Lord. Lord, bless the service tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You can be seated. It is good to be in the house. Kind of like... Brother Jeremiah could have just took it tonight. He was preaching. Isaiah said, let's get to the word. I'm like, we're there already. We've been there. It started off with you, Brother Isaiah. You came in here with testimony, and that was starting up the word. And it just kept going from there. It just kept building and building. Y'all give me a minute. It is real.
I get emotional because I know how much, let's say, I push, right? I push to get here. But I don't come here and it's empty. It's not empty. I know you had to push to get here. So when you get here and you see me, it should enthuse you. You should say, somebody else pushed. Amen. And then you look around and say, somebody else pushed. Amen. And somebody else pushed. It encourages me. Yeah. I don't want to finish by myself. Even God said, will I find favor when I return to the earth? He didn't want to be by himself. Amen. I thank God I get to serve God with a many-membered body. Amen. That's encouraging to me. Oh, I see my sisters. See my sister get up here and say, I missed y'all. Yeah. I can only express so much here, but we missed you. You just don't need, sometimes you forget. You think, oh, they're not going to remember me. Oh, no, I remember. I promise you, I remember. I got the memory of an elephant. I remember everything about you. I remember what you testified. I remember what you said. I remember how enthused you were. You were encouraging me. And when I don't see you, I'm like, something's missing my food. Amen. I need a little salt. Something's missing. This got sent out without an ingredient. Where's the peppers that were here last time? Where's the seasoning that was here last time? I need it all. I need Beth. I need Skylar. I need Isaiah. I need Micah. I need Jada. I need the way. I need you. Oh my, that's why even Brother Don sang that song, Lord, I need you now. Now. I told y'all that was one of my revelations that I realized. I said, I need God as much on my best day. As much as I need him on my worst day. I come in here and you sing a song, Lord, I need you now. Yes, I need you now. I come here expecting to hear from you. I'm not leaving God voice messages. He's not leaving me on red. He's not turning off notifications when I ask for something. Matter of fact, Jesus said, he prayed out loud so he can know that you hear me every time I speak. I want them to see that when I speak, you hear me every time. Oh, my. So when I see my brothers and sisters overcome and push, and I even like how Sister Beth said it. She was just being honest. I let feelings get in the way. Sister, we all been there. Matter of fact, you're here tonight because you pushed through the feelings. I'm here tonight because I pushed through the feelings. He's here tonight because he pushed through the feelings. You know, well, it's an external one or internal. I don't care. It was a feeling. Whether I made it up, whether you made it up, maybe we played a game of checkers and I lost and I don't want to see you no more. Whatever you want to put on, it's just a feeling. It's just temporary. Don't let temporary things get in the way of your eternal destination. The joy that you get in here. Because there's going to inevitably be things that you're going to need help with getting through.
Right.
And you got a body.
Yes.
A body. Yes. A whole body to help you get through it.
Amen.
Oh, my. See, now, I've had an opportunity to experience when a part of your body don't work. Your arm, your foot, your hand. When something don't work, if you don't have something else to help it out, you're stuck. If my one leg is weak, Brother Seth, and my other leg don't want to help, now the whole body can't move.
Right.
During those times that my left leg is weak, my right leg's got to make it up.
Amen.
It's got to make it up.
Right.
If my left arm is weak, my right arm's got to make it up.
Amen.
But let them all start working together.
Yeah.
Oh, now watch out.
Amen.
Now watch what I do. That's what I love about this. We're getting such an understanding here. This body is working together. Oh, my. We're going to preach a little bit tonight, but
yes.
Brother, you brothers, brothers and sisters, turn me on. Just seeing you push to get here. You know, and this is a sports thing, but it talks about how high achievers don't like low achievers. However you want to put it, at work, at life, whatever. Hardworking people naturally despise lazy people.
Yes.
Because a hardworking person has the same obstacles as a lazy person.
That's right.
I want to sleep too.
Yeah.
I want to go late. I don't want to push either. It is hot outside. I do want to work inside. Right? They're the same obstacles.
Yeah.
But the hardworking person says, despite my feelings,
right.
I got to finish this because there's something at the end of this.
Right.
Despite how I want it to do, how they push through it.
Yeah.
And a lazy person lays down.
Yeah.
They make those excuses the reason why they didn't do it.
Right.
But a hardworking person, somebody has a push, says,
I overcame myself. I overcame this. I overcame that. And they get stronger from the things that they push through. And a weak person gets weaker because they got obstacles. It's the same with lifting weights. You lift a 5-pound weight until you can do it easily. And then you go to a 10-pound weight until you can do it easily. Then you go to a 20-pound weight. And you build up by the resistance. You know, no wonder why we see our elders in here can push. They pushed through some resistance. They pushed through when the family wanted to fall away. They pushed through when family did pass away. See, Sister Sue, what are you going to do? What do you say about that? That's a believer. See, I believe now more. I believe now more that I'm going to see him again. We get stronger every single day. So I blame all my emotions on Jada. That's when they started coming into my life. Before Jada, I had no emotions. That's how I feel. I was cold. That's what I believe. I was a cold soldier and no heartless. And then Jada got here. It was kind of like a Dr. Seuss movie. It was like the Grinch. Like my little heart just... And now it's getting bigger and bigger. And, you know, she goes to college next week, and I'm already crying about that, too. But I'm just looking like, that's where the emotions come from. So you guys just bear with me. I'm evolving as a human. This old dog can be taught new tricks. So, but let's get to it. Let's get to it here. But I really appreciate what we have here. I appreciate the testimonies. I just appreciate how the body. I like to make sure they're not left out. I ain't leaving them out. I'm making sure across radio land or wherever, where I'm saying the body, not just Fairborn, the entire body is working together as a unit. And you know, Pastor Moore, you preach about planting in good ground. We got the best. You know, sister, you talk about Brother Steve knowing some good soil. Sister Belinda knows some soil. This is the best soil you could get. This is the best soil that you can get. This spiritual soil, you don't even need to turn it. It is perfect. Like, you don't have to add nothing to it. It doesn't never deplete of the nutrients. No matter how many people come into church, the next time you come in here, we're ready. And we're not like, oh, it's a letdown. You should have been here Wednesday. Oh, you should have been here Sunday night because this service not as much. But you got to come when Pastor Moore's coming. You got to be there when Benjamin and I start. No. Every service, I come expecting. Amen. I expect it to be better than the last service. Amen. That's my expectation. Every time I come here, it better be better than the last one. Amen. Why? Because now I understand more. So when you reference the last one, I even get that more. Yes. You know, now if we talk about the mechanics and dynamics, Brother Mike's going to enjoy it even more. Yes. You know, that's how it should happen. It should grow on this thing. So anyway, let's get started in here because I'm turned on about this. I'm enthused about what God's given us and talking about that good ground. And, you know, Pastor Moore referenced Matthew 13:3-8. He's talking about the sower, and we're going to stay there today and talking about that good soil. So that good ground, that's what I'm going to be titling this tonight. But you know, Pastor Moore talked about planting in good ground, and the more I was looking at these different examples, I thought, you know, there is something to the analogy or the parable that Jesus kept using over and over again about the seed, because there's a lot of similarities when you talk about growth, when you're talking about what is necessary. When you use a seed as a parable, people that have a new birth, they get it as if he's saying new birth. It's not a parable. When Jesus was talking and the disciples heard him, they knew he was talking in parables to them, but they could pick up the meanings. And so it wasn't coming across in some unknown tongues. It wasn't unknown what Jesus was referencing. He didn't have to say, I am speaking of a believer and this is what it would be. He would say, you know, getting to the kingdom of heaven is likened to, and the disciples would pick it up. Everybody else would go, why does he keep talking about planting? Why is he talking about a mustard seed? Why is he talking about wheat and tares? They couldn't pick it up. But the believers could pick it up, no matter what analogy he used. Now, over in chapter 13 in the book of Matthew, Jesus used a bunch of parables, talked about the sower, and that's the one Pastor Moore talked about. Talked about the wheat and the tares, how, you know, that seed was planted out there and the tares were out there, and God said, let them keep growing together. Right. When they're finished growing, then you will clearly see who they are. Right. You know, and I thought about that. I thought, you know, sometimes we want to interfere with the growth process. Right. You know, even when you're talking about the parable of a seed, that seed, you don't add anything to the seed. No. It's about the environment and whether it has life in it or not. There is nothing you add to the seed. You know, you talked about apple seed. You don't add anything to it, even in the wheat and the tares. You don't add wheat to it. You don't take a tear and start adding wheat to it and then make it wheat. Let it grow
in the environment that it's in, and it will produce what it's supposed to produce. And Pastor Moore was talking about even the fruits, and I thought, you know, God has a law. And let me just read it now. I don't know what order I'm going in here, but we're going to just go with God's order. But, you know, so, yeah, we're just going to go with God's order. If it's over in 5 minutes, it's over in 5 minutes. But look at this. So Brother Branham over in the, let's make sure, Seven Church Age book, he's talking about Sumerian Church Age. This page 125, and God has a law, right? So God has a law when it comes to reproduction. God has a law. It's a law. Now in this world, you've got a bunch of stuff that goes on. People, you know, I don't know, everybody does different things. So people can change their body type. They can get liposuction. They can get things added, fat added to the back, to the front, to their abs. They can do all these changes, right? But I don't care if you're a male and you add muscles. You have a kid. That kid doesn't have muscles, right? Your DNA is whatever your DNA was. If you've got jacked up teeth and you get braces on, you get them white and you get veneers, you have a kid, the kid has the same thing that you had, right? They're going to need the same correction that you put on them, right? These are just simple analogies, right? I'm just saying that DNA, that law that God has, is going to, you're going to reproduce what you are regardless. So if you're a good seed, no matter what, you're going to produce good fruit. And if you're a bad seed, no matter what, you're going to produce bad fruit, period. That's his law. So let's read over here, and you'll see where I'm tying this in. It says, when the church gets away from the word, it will believe anything. It is like Eve. When Cain was born, she said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. Now, do you realize that she really meant that? She thought she had a man from the Lord, you see. Once she had been deceived by taking the word of Satan instead of the word of God, she then thought that whatever she said was right. That's Brother Branham setting the stage here. He says, because he's talking about the birth of Cain and Abel. And, you know, we know all life comes from the Lord. But she was trying. Let's keep reading here. If she said that she had a man from God, then she had a man from God. But God has set laws in his universe. A good seed can only bring forth good fruit, and an evil seed can bring forth only evil fruit. Now, each seed, though different, will utilize the same earth. Uh-oh. Now you see how this is coming together. They will use the same earth, the same nourishment, the moisture, and the sunshine. But it will bring forth after its own kind. Notice the history of Cain line. Notice the history of Seth line. Only one difference between them. The original seed. Nothing else. And I read that, and I was looking at this. I thought, you know, we're in good soil. We are. You are in the best soil possible. You are in, literally, you are in the best place you can be if you want to serve God. This right here is the best place to serve God. It has excellent leadership. It has multiple services throughout the week, so you can make it no matter what your work schedule is. It has an engaged body. I ain't got to sell the place, right? I ain't got to have a sale on it, but look at it. This has an engaged body. You got a group of believers that are hardworking, that are encouraging, that are positive, that push you forward, that won't let you stay back. We don't have an employment in here. We'll show you how to work, how to budget, we'll show you how to be successful even in this life. We'll show you to have you something to live for even in this life. That's because this is good soil. And I was looking at this, I thought, you know, sometimes, and even myself, I thought, you can put so much emphasis on the soil that you forget that the seed is going to do whatever it needs to do. And as a parent, this is just, I'm telling you how I'm getting home. I can make the soil the best place it can be. I can make my children, I can have them come to church. I can have all these things. You can bring friends here. That'd make it easier for you. You can bring friends here from school, wherever, and they can sit in this same soil with the same sun, with the same preaching, with the same anointment, with the same excitement, hear the same songs, hear the same words, hear the same testimony that you hear, and it will produce nothing. And you go, well, what do I got to change? There's nothing I could change. I can't. The soil is the best it's going to be. The preaching is the best you can get. It's broken down service after service. But if there is no life in the seed,
There's got to be life in that seed. If there's no life in that seed, it will not be able to produce fruit no matter what you do. I can water it all day. I can have the sun on it all the time. But if there is no life in that seed, it will not produce. And you say, okay, Brother Jay, what are you getting at? I'm saying, praise God that you realize that you are a daughter and son of Jesus Christ. And that's the first step of having life. When you can recognize, when you can sit here in this environment and you say, that ain't nothing but the truth. You know what that is? That's that seed cracking just a little bit. But here's the thing. In nature, even in nature testifies to this. You can't help an egg out the shell. I mean, you can't help a chicken out of the eggshell. You can't. You got to leave it alone. I can't come and crack your egg. Oh, let me make sure you get this revelation. Let me make sure I break this down to you. I'll kill you. I'll kill you. Even if I was to release a little bit and make it a little translucent for you, whatever, I'll kill you. The strength that you need to get out of that is what's going to carry you through. Amen. You're going to need to have depended on God for that revelation, so that way when you get the next one, it won't be tied to any man. It won't be tied to any understanding. It won't be tied to any book. It won't be tied to any situation. It'll be God-given, and you'll be able to lean on it because that's how you got the first one. Yeah. That's nature just testifying of this thing. And you can look at nature in so many different things, and I thought, my goodness, nature just is amazing. And you know, Brother Steve said that thing on Sunday night, and it just kept resonating with me, like how amazing nature is. It just testifies. It testifies that there's a God. Like even that law of that you're going to reproduce what you are. That's a law that God put in place. That I don't care how, you can't overexplain it away. Science can't overexplain it away. Well, how is it that if this gets with this, it produces that? You can look at DNA charts and see. You can find out birth abnormalities before people are even born. You can say, oh, you have sickle cell? You give somebody else sickle cell? Guess what? You're going to have sickle cell babies. You don't have to. I ain't got to be a doctor. I know if you got sickle cell and your spouse has sickle cell, you're going to have a sickle cell baby. That's a law. That's a law. That's how this works. That's why even, you know, Pastor Moore talked about marriage and divorce. Come on. Hold on now. I'm stepping out there a little bit. That's why the Bible says don't be unequally yoked. Because if you're a believer and you yoke up with an unbeliever, you're going to have, just by that law, you're going to have somebody that's maybe a make-believer. Right? You're increasing your probability. You're increasing your chances, right? That's just increasing your chances. That's all it is. Now, somebody can break the mold and be an exception, but I don't like to live in exceptions. I don't. I like to be able to lean on the whole promises of God. You said. That's all I'm getting at. But I look at this thing and I go, man, just nature is just testifying. But then I saw something the other day. I'm going to share this with you guys. And, you know, Brother John blasted down education. And we're deaf to education on one side of it, right? Don't come in here thinking you got a college degree and you're going to teach somebody something. That, don't do it. It's a waste of your time. You're wasting your time. You're going to be embarrassed. It's going to get quiet in here. And you're gonna be talking things that's going to hang yourself, right? But on the other side of it, you know, when you look at what God can do just through nature, I thought, my goodness, there's so many things. Anyway, so there's just one thing. I'm going to read a scripture. But it's called the Mycorrhizal Network. So what that is, and I saw this, and what it is like trees, okay? Trees, they talk to each other. They talk to each other. So through the ground, not their roots are touching, but if they're in a similar proximity, that ground, there's a fungus that goes between each tree, and it talks, literally talks. The fungus will say, hey, winter's coming. You need to do something to do this because it's over here. Get ready for it. Or, hey, these ants or these insects are coming. You're going to need to do this to defend yourself. It'll feed it. It'll water it. They'll share nutrients. Just trees. That's just trees. That's just in nature. That's God, right? And what got me excited about that was because I'm still turned on about Pastor Moore just driving and saying, hey, Brother Childers. Come on now. Hold on. This is what got me excited about it. He said, hey, Brother Childers. You know, that's sorry old Brother Jay and sorry old Brother Jeremiah going to be out of town. Why don't you come and help me out a little bit? That Mycorrhizal Network. Yeah. Brother Sue was like, I'll send you something. Brother Brand was like, don't leave me out. Let me send you something. Paul was like, don't leave me out. Let me send you something.
Yeah.
Come send you some nutrients. So send you some word. Let's talk about this thing. Let me give you something to say to the people. That network still exists in here.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Paul. Paul's talking to me. I'm talking to Irenaeus. Irenaeus is talking to you. That network still is here. Let's go just a little bit deeper in this analogy, right? I'm not no typologist. None of that stuff. But let's go a little bit deeper. It only works when they're together. When they're in that the same ground. They got to be in the same ground, right? It only works when they're in the same ground. So if you pot the tree, you pot it. If you denominate it, you silo it, you take it out of there, it don't have that network no more. It's not getting those nutrients anymore. The life that it could get is stopped. Oh, don't move me. Let me stay here. I'm like a tree now that's planted by the water. See, everything just starts to run together. When you can clearly see this, it's like, oh my goodness. And if you can just simply say amen, that's the first part of that shell just cracking a little bit. Because there's people that come here that sit here and go, oh, I don't understand it. Oh, those people talk about God too much. Oh, they make you do this too much. Oh, they make, you know what? This church ain't never made me do nothing. Not one time have they made me do anything. I do it because I love it. I love it. I would do it if you weren't here. I'd do this for me. Oh, I plainly remember when my cousin passed away, my little cousin passed away, and I remember being in the urgent care, I mean not urgent care, emergency room, and I saw what was coming through there, and I thought, this is not a place to waste time. Emergency room's not the place to be wasting time. And I thought, that's kind of like how church is. Church is my emergency room. I'm not here to waste time.
Amen.
I'm not here to waste time. I don't care where I got to sit. You want to sit me on a hard bench with no cushion? Perfect. We're going to stand up the whole service? Fine with me. You want to yell? Perfect. The mic don't want to work? I don't care. I don't care about any of those things. Oh, is the choir in a robe? I don't care. Oh, are they all in the same key? I don't care. Bring me the word. Have the doctor come in and look at me and tell me what's wrong and get me out of here. That's all I care about. You know, if you get in such a state that you're sick enough, you won't care what the room looked like. You won't. Oh, there's a time when you go to the hospital and you're feeling all right and you're like, oh, I wish this bed was more comfortable. Oh, I wish they'd hurry up and come in. Oh, I wish they'd bring me cold water. Oh, I wish they, right? You got all these cares because you're not sick enough. You're not sick enough. You're not sick enough. You come in here, I need you to be sick. I need you to be sick and tired of dealing with people that don't know what it is. I need you to be sick and tired of not having an understanding. I want you to be sick and tired of not knowing where God is. And when you come in here, all you're doing is looking for God. I look for him in a testimony. I look for him in a song. I look for him in a preaching. I look for him in a handshake. I look for him if you just look me in the eye. I want to see that you understand the words that I'm saying and that you're picking this up. Because if I don't see that, I know there ain't no life there. Because I'm just pouring out water the whole time. I'm putting that water on this thing. If I don't see you taking it in, I go, ain't no life there. Ain't no life there. Flowers, they'll turn. When the water's coming, they'll turn it up. Turn up. They're saying, oh, I want to receive this. I don't want to turn my leaves down. I want to be able to receive this. I want to open up to this. That's why I look at it. I say, you talk about good ground. This is great ground. You couldn't have been at a better church. Oh, I'm just new to this thing. I'm just figuring it out. Praise God, you got to the best school then. This is the best place you could be. This is the Yale and Harvard. This is the Ivy League of churches. We got professors who've been doing this. You only get preached to by 10-year professionals. Oh, we've been through this thing. You talk about being right. We never were wrong. Because some churches they got to change things. They do. They got to change it. They'll get a different pastor, and they'll go a different direction. They'll get different leadership. They'll go a different direction. They'll do services where they don't even preach. Right? I'm just telling you what it is out there. They'll do a worship service, a full-fledged worship service, and sing for an hour. And those people are satiated. They're happy. They're like, whew, weren't you turned on? No. I could have played the radio for an hour. Probably would have been better. I could have made them control the audio, the temp, everything. I could have done all that. I want coming for the word. I want something that I can't get. That's what I came here for. Oh, it's like, I was just talking about myself here. It's like going somewhere out of town and then going to eat at places you can go to back home. Right? You go to Florida and be like, I got to have my McDonald's. Wait, hold on. Come on now. Let's get something you can't get. Oh, when I'm driving to work, I can hear some Christian music. But when I'm driving to work, I can't get preaching on time like this. I can't sit here and look face to face with God and have him just talk to me and reveal things to me and heal me and stir up my heart by way of remembrance. And you know, when you get your heart stirred up, it's God reminding you. See, that's a revelation. That's God reminding you of who you really are. See, the church world out there have you becoming something. We remind you of who you always were. That you've come from God. And that you're going back to God. Oh, you didn't just start out here and go, well, I had a horrible life. I was an unbeliever. Nope, I've never disbelieved. My soul has never disbelieved. I can only say yay and amen. From when I understand it, yay and amen. When I don't understand it, yay and amen. When it's explained to me, yay and amen. When they don't explain it to me, yay and amen. That's your soul. You talk about the three realms, Brother Jeremiah. That soul has that one inlet. It can only receive the word or reject the word. If it rejects the word, it's dead. God ain't there. God can't reject himself. God can't reject himself. That's another law. He can't reject himself. So my soul can only receive the word. Oh, my, my, my. We get it so good in here, I think we forget sometimes. I mean, think about this. Pastor Moore's talking about that good soil and what it produced. The fruits that you're going to produce are going to be different from each tree. You know, it's just going to be different. Like Brother Ted's tree, I remember when he lived down the street. What was it, cherries or apples, Sister Ramona, that you guys had over here? Cherries or apples that you guys had in your backyard? Plums, even worse. That was way off. I knew we went down there and picked them a couple times, right? But they're, when you would go pick it for the season, you'd pull them all off. Nobody doubted that they were going to come back. It was a plum tree. Like, they're going to be back. They're going to reproduce every year. No, not one time did we go there and go, oh, are oranges going to be here this time? Are grapes going to just magically appear? No, it produced what it was. That's why when people go, you still go to Fairborn? Of course. Of course. What did you think you were going to see? I was a believer when you were here. I was a believer when you left. I'm a believer when you come back. I've been a believer. I'm still here. That's all I am, is a believer. Oh, is my life great? I don't know. I can't measure it by that because I don't know what good is out there anymore. The world's crazy. But I know I believe God. I know I trust his word. I know that I'm planted by the water and I don't want to move. I'm not even Shelby, but I don't even want to move. I don't have zero desire to go anywhere else. I'm not interested. I don't even want to be entertained by anything else. I know I got it so good that don't even tempt me. That's what Jesus even said to the Satan. He said, it's not even lawful to even tempt me. Don't even tempt me with something else. I know how good I got it. Oh, my, my, my. I love even that verse over there. It says, but he who receiveth seed on the good ground is he who hears the word. Oh, yeah, and what else does he do? And understands it. Ooh, that's a revelation. Because there's a lot of people that hear this stuff. There's a lot of people that goes by. We can put in closed caption and type it all out. You can read it, all these things. But there's got to be a little difference than just hearing it. You've got to be able to understand it. And like Brother Kevin said, God's the only revealer of the word. So when you realize that you can't understand it, that's automatically that God had to do it. This can't be explained away. I don't have a workbook to walk you through. Okay, when we get here, when we talk about the book of Revelations, let's reference it back to Thessalonians. Then go over here to I can't make it make sense. God is the only revealer of it. I can put out the scriptures there and say, this references this. But until he reveals it, it's just letter. It's just words that make no sense. And it's just deep talking. And eventually, if you get frustrated by that, it'll just be boring. It'll turn it off. And you'll say, you know what? The only thing I can understand is that they're telling me I'm not doing good enough. They're telling me that I don't have the right desire to get to the house. And that's the opposite of what we're saying. We're encouraging. You say, if you make it here, oh my, praise God. Praise God. You make it just in through the doors? Praise God that you had a desire to even come in here and that you can understand the words that we're saying. Praise God. That means you're a seed with life. Amen. Oh, when you're a seed with life, You can make it happen. You know, and even, you know, not to dive into this too much, but like, thought about that. I thought, you know, when you got life, you really can just come up from anywhere. Right? I've seen it. You know, you talk about pulling weeds. Those things come up. There's life in there. It'll come up. You can have concrete, blacktop, on a rock. If you're, you know, blowing the leaf clippings and you get too many of them together, it'll grow. It'll grow. It'll decompose. A little bit of dirt will form, and it'll grow some life. You're like, that's rocks over there. It'll grow on a rock. If there's life there, it'll grow on a rock. And you know, in the parable, it talks about how those roots are not deep, but they're there. They're growing. They'll grow for a while until something comes and takes them out. But you leave them alone a little bit, they'll still keep growing. And I thought, you know, sometimes we don't even give enough credit just for the ability to grow. Right? You want to be a tree, but you got to start off somewhere. Right? There's levels to this. You got to grow to this thing. And I saw, I even loved how God even did the testimonies, you know, from Brother Mike to Brother Kevin. I mean, both of them were needed. Right? Brother Mike's like, oh my gosh, I got a revelation. Then he wanted to give Satan just a small amount of credit. Like, well, maybe I'm a slow learner. No, you're not. Nope. You're the fastest learner we got. You're the fastest learner we got. You know more than you even give yourself credit for. That to have that understanding of dynamic and mechanics, it might have just been the terms that were throwing you off. You had an understanding of the concept. You just might not have understood the terms. But once you get the terms, then you can understand the synonyms, and then you can put them together. And then you can have a revelation on all the terms. That's just semantics. But to have a revelation, you got a revelation. That's all you need to be ready for the journey. Oh, if you never go through the Seven Church Age books and type it out and pull it, who cares? Right? I'm at that point now in my life. That's just information. But to have a revelation, that's something nobody can take from you. They can't take the revelation from you. They can't take my experience from me. Oh, I'm in this class. I'm in this leadership class. And we do scenarios, right? So you got to do like, oh, this company has this problem, and you got to do this. And some, they're just scenarios, right? Just junk. And the people that have no practical application, it's theory, right? Maybe this would work. Maybe that would work. Maybe this would happen. Maybe that would happen. But if you've lived the situation, I said, no, I know what will happen. I know for a fact if you got an employee that has this and this and this problem, this is what you got to do. I know it for a fact because I lived it, right? I have experience in it. I have a revelation that this will work. I know it. Amen. You're conceptualizing it, thinking about it. Right. Maybe you don't even know how you're going to act in that situation. It might be an argumentative employee that's angry. But if you ain't never dealt with somebody angry, it's all theory. You know, Mike Tyson said a thing. He said, everybody has a plan until you get hit in the face. Right? Oh, I know what I would do then. But you get hit in the mouth, you don't know what you're going to do. And so you've been hit in the mouth a couple times. I've been hit in the mouth a couple times. I know what I'll do. I'll bob and weave. Right? Counter. Right, Brother Jim? Yeah, I'll do something. But I thought about that. I thought, you know, that's even how the church world approaches serving God. They never met him. They've never heard from him. He don't answer when they call. They've never seen him work. It's just a theory. God is just some unseen force that they don't know about. That's why they question it. But we've seen it. We've seen the power of God. We've seen the glory of God. We have a revelation that God is real. It's not a doubt in my mind. You can doubt that God is real. I can't. I've seen it for myself. I've seen what he can do for myself. I'm like Sister Sue now. I'm more convinced now that I'm going to see my loved ones. I know more now than I did before. I hold more to that promise that I'm going to see my loved ones than I ever did. Amen. Now I know I'm the one to hold them. Amen. Before, it was just hypothetical. It was a theory. I didn't know how it was going to work out. But then now I'm looking at it and say, no. I'm the reason. Not even in a boastful way. That's why I'm here. I was raised up for this very purpose. You know, sometimes they use that scripture just to talk about Pharaoh. He was raised up for that purpose. Right. Pharaoh was raised up for his purpose. I was raised up for my purpose. Amen. I'm doing exactly what God called me to do. He built me in such a way. He modified everything. Did my grandparents and the lifestyle, the life, where I live, where I work, who I interact with, so that I could carry this load. Amen. That it wouldn't even be heavy to me. Right. He made me so strong. Right. See, I put it on him. I'm not even saying like naturally. God made me so strong in this revelation. He's revealed himself so much to me that I'm built. I'm anatomically made to carry this easily. I'm I'm more. What did the Bible say? I'm more than an overcomer. I'm more than conquerors. I'm not just easing by this thing. I'm dancing over the finish line. I'm looking forward to I can add people to this. I'm saying, who else wants to go? Oh, I'm not struggling like, I only got room for two more. No. This ain't a limit reservation. I'm opening it up. I'm like, Brother Seth, just look at me the right way. Yeah, just wink at me right, and I'll make sure you're in there. Oh, you just got to offer the water. You ain't got to bring it. Right? That's how open we are now. Where does that growth happen, though? That's what I'm getting at. That growth had to happen. There was a time when you didn't have it like that. There was a time that you didn't understand it like that. But you stayed here. Nobody had added anything to you. You just stayed under that watering of the word. You stayed in that right environment. You just stayed still. And the whole time, God was just add to it. And that network was just feeding you. You got live, the living and the dead saints just feeding you, talking to you, bringing you up. All those nutrients coming to make you stronger and stronger. So, of course, our elders are strong. Of course. They should be. They better be. That makes me nervous. You go to a church with older people that don't know nothing. That should make you nervous. It's like having a long-term employee that always asks what to do. Like, you've been here for 10 years, bro. You don't know what time we start on Monday? You don't know what's going to happen on Wednesday? You still asking when can you go to lunch? Have you not picked up anything? All right, that's somebody with no initiative, no growth. They're the first-day employee all the time. All the time you got to tell them what to do. Right? That's just in the natural. I'll put that over here on the spiritual side. You come to church, are you new every time? Is this your first service every time? Are you backwards and shy every time? Has God not talked to you at all from the last time you were here? Has he not opened something to you since the last time were you here? Has the last service of this service, you haven't got something brighter, some more understanding? Have you not been growing? You should be growing. I told you you're in the best soil possible. You're in the best environment possible. And you have life. That life should constantly be growing. Amen. Oh, Brother Jay, I don't know if it's going to grow up. It don't even got to grow up. It's just got to grow. Sometimes when that thing pops up, the seeds go out this way. I mean, the leaves go out that way. And prepare. Prepare itself for some more growth. But there should still be growth happening. Oh, even if you just start spreading out at your seat, you go, I never brought a Bible before. You know, come to church and set a Bible down. That's that little leaflet growing a little bit. And then you go, well, I don't know any of the songs. I'm going to print some of them off. Another little leaflet. Then you go, I do want to sing one of these. A little bit of growth. That's a simple analogy. That's how it works. I've seen it too much to see. I've seen it. I've seen even, you know, think about the testimonies. You think, Sister Crystal, growth. That's growth, right? There was a time period. I just wave her hand. There was a time period where she just put her hand up. I believe this thing. God bless the ministry. Sit down. All right, don't act like I was the only one in church. You saw this. Sister Crystal saw this. We talked about this. But now, she don't care who up here. She don't care if she's going to be the last one or the first one. You ain't worried about if Warren's going to speak. Sometimes she'd come over and Warren be talking. She'd be like, okay, well, I'll come up here since he's here. I'll stand beside my husband, say a little bit if he leaves me some time. Now, if Warren ain't even here, she'd be like, well, he must have to work. I got something to say. That's growth. That's what you want to see. I should see some growth. This ain't her first service. It should be some growth. And you go, well, Brother Jay, I've only been here 3 services. It should still be some growth. You, when you recognize that God is dealing with you, it should be some growth. Even to just be honest with yourself, like Sister Beth was saying, I know why I wasn't here. It was just my feelings. That's growth. That's growth. That's some growth. That's a truth fruit coming out. That's saying I'm not going to let even myself get in the way. Ain't no way I'm going to come up here and lie to God. That's that story of Ananias and Sapphira. They got that money, and they was like, oh, we're not going to tell them how much we got. They went up there and lied to God. Don't come up here and lie. We know. We know. Come on. I just told you, you're going to the best university there is. We done had all kinds of students in here. We've had lazy ones, hardworking ones, high achievers. You stick with this thing when you graduate from this class. Ooh, you're ready for the rapture. That's what happens when you get in this class. You get an understanding in this thing? If you're able to complete your homework in this class, you're ready for the rapture. If you come in here and realize that you're a part of this thing, you're ready for the rapture. That understanding, that new birth, puts you in that soil, that right soil, with the rest of us, ties you into the body. That group is leaving. That whole group is getting out of here. If you're tied, if you're tied in with that group, you're ready for the journey. Guaranteed. It's a promise. You will not see the tribulation. That's a promise. You will not have to worry about the white throne judgment. That's a promise. The battle of Gog and Magog, you won't even care. That's a promise. Oh, Brother Jay, you're going out. I can go all the way back. I came from God. That's my understanding. I know that he revealed that to me. All things work together for my good. That's another promise that God gave me as a believer. You say, what does it take to believe? Faith. That God is right. That's as simple as it is. By faith, Noah pleased God. By faith, Abraham presented. That these are just by faith. It's by matter of fact, the Bible even says without faith. Come on now. This Bible, it's impossible to even please him. You can't even do it without faith. Unless you believe God, you can't even please him. Saints, we get too much word in here. Let me go over here and find one of my last scripture. I'm going to get out of here. I appreciate what we get in here. Because God is so good to us. I thought about this here. And this is over in Matthew. And this is Matthew 13 and 28. And he said to them, an enemy has done this. He was talking about the wheat and the tares, throwing those that seed out there. He said, enemy has done this. The servant said to him, do you want us then to go and gather them up? This is the parable Jesus was giving them, the parable of the sower. And he said, they were like, do you want us to go out there and gather them up, like gather up the tares? He said, no, least while you gather up the tares, you might also uproot the wheat with them. Right? Don't go around swinging your reaper stick, judging everybody you don't even know yet. Let them keep growing. That's an understanding that we have here at this church. That's another example I'm telling you, but this good soil. You've got somebody here that said, let them keep growing. You might come in here, I don't even know how to phrase it, because I know we're on the internet. You might come in here with a Brother Branham unapproved hairstyle, right? You might come in here not wearing a suit that Brother Branham would like. You might come in here and be loud, disrupting the church. You might have a baby that's screaming. These are all in the church order of conduct, right? These are all in there. These are top tens. You might come in here with a skirt that's not as long as Brother Branham would have preferred. You might be a brother coming in here with a shirt, the sleeves not as long as Brother Branham would prefer. Right? These are all things that could happen. But, dude, when you come in here looking like a tear, and sit yourself beside Sister Sue looking like a sweet wheat, right? Does Pastor Moore come through and chop your head off? No. You come in here your first service and go, you're dressed terrible. Chop your head off? No. Let them grow a little bit. Right. Because the word that is going forth, just let it grow. It'll show what it really is. Right. If we keep preaching the word, you're either going to get up and get out or get up and show out. That's what's going to happen. God's going to keep pushing his word in you. And eventually you're going to say, oh, I can't stand it. And you're going to walk out. Or you're going to say, this ain't nothing but the truth. Amen. I want to make sure I represent just a little bit more. Do I have another shirt that I could bring? Do I have another pair of pants that I could wear? Your mind will change. Somebody will be giving away clothes and you go, well, I didn't even think I needed something, but praise God they gave something. Not even have to buy it. God will just make a way. And you'll be open to it. Because those same things were probably available, but you'll just be open to it and go, I would like that. That'd be something I could wear to church. I could put my best foot forward. Maybe I could be an example to one of the young brothers. Maybe I could be an example to one of the young sisters. They came up and asked some questions. I want to be able to be help them a little bit more. I know I had this in my life and it made me do this in my life, but if I can tell them not to go that way, I might help them a little bit more. That's fruit. You may even say, you may be like Brother Tommy, like, I did some things wrong, but I didn't stay there. I've done these things right now. So if I can be an example, don't go that way. Right. Lizzie said the same thing. She said, I can tell you, I went out there. It ain't for you. Don't do it. That's being an example. That's saying, hey, you might have did it wrong, but there's some growth there. Don't go that way, guys. Don't go that route. It ain't beneficial. It ain't going to help you out. Stay right here. Stay right here in the middle. Stay right here with people that love you. Oh, if your feelings get in the way, push over them. Oh, if the job gets in the way, push over it. To get here is so beneficial. Amen. Brother Jeremiah, you're so right. This compounding interest is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Amen. This thing is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Oh, come on now, saints. In my mind, the way my mind works is like whenever I hear something spiritual, I can hear a natural analogy of it. But I don't like to keep wasting your time on that. But I just thought, compounding interest, it works on credit cards, okay? It's the most powerful force when it's working against you. Yeah, if you buy something for $100 on a credit card and you don't pay the bill, you now have got some $1,000 groceries. That's how compounding interest works. $100 turns into $1,000 very quickly, within 8 months. But imagine if that same compounding interest power was working for you. That if you put $100 in the bank gave you $1,000. You put $200 in the bank and they gave you $2,000. That's how it is in here to me. That's how I see it. I sing a song and God gives me rest. I come in here and I just raise my hand and he gives me peace. He gives me friendships. He gives me relationships. He gives me life. He gives me happiness. He gives me joy. He gives me understanding. And on top of all that icing, the cake is I got a revelation that holds me whether my friends go away, whether my loved ones go away. I got a revelation that nobody can take away from me. Oh, my. Why would I want to serve a God like that? He keeps blessing me and blessing me and blessing me. That's why in the beginning of service, sometimes I'm just thinking about the blessings and I can just cry and go, I don't deserve one bit of it. I don't deserve any of this. I don't deserve any of this understanding that I get. I don't understand. I don't deserve the revelation that I get. But what he saw in me, what he saw in me is that when the word crossed my path, when it was just free moral agency, Brother Jeremiah, when I could do whatever I wanted to do, I said, that ain't nothing but the truth. I love God. I really do. I do love God. That's what he saw. And he saw that. That's predestination through his foreknowledge. He saw what I would do with the word. He saw what I would do with the word. Absent of any influences. Oh, your life was a wreck or your life was great. It didn't matter. He didn't care who my parents were. He didn't care what school I went to, private or public. He didn't care how much money I had. He didn't care my socioeconomical background. He said, what will you do with the word? Whether it's your best day or your worst day, what will you do with the word? He saw what you would do with the word. Pop that seed right in there. And he said, you know what's going to happen? When this seed reaches this timeline where he's going to hear the word and they get a little bit of water on that, that's when it's going to start to grow. I'm going to grow. That seed lies dormant. That seed lies dormant until you get under the watering of the word. And then it starts to grow, and there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, my. That, see, this understanding, that's like that song, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And if the world didn't give it, then the world can't take it away. Oh, that's what I love about this thing. That's why I even love how even Brother Seth said it. He said, you know, whether your spouse gets it or not, whether your friends get it or not, whether your kids get it or not, whether anybody gets it or not, that part don't matter. Because they can come and go. And I'll have a revelation on that. It won't even shake me. Somebody can go, well, I'm here now and I'm gone now. That's okay. I don't serve God for you. I'm not even here for you. I've got my own group of people that I'm taking. I've got my own group of people that are dependent on me to make it. My loved ones. It's like, I say this and I shut up. It's like going to work. I go to work for my family. I go to work for my family. If I go to work and I drive past Isaiah's house, he's sleeping in. My kids don't care. That's not my pockets. Miss Courtney don't go, well, Isaiah's sleeping in again. She don't care at all. That's not even on her register. It don't matter at all. It don't affect her bank account. Don't affect our groceries. It don't affect anything at all. Would she like for him to get up and go to work? Possibly. Maybe. It'd be nice. She'd consider Micah in Vegas and go, I wish he'd step up a little bit. Maybe. Right? That's my little brother, so we can talk like this. But it don't affect her livelihood. The house stays the same. The lights still keep coming on. The gas bill's paid. The water's there. The heat's still at 95, right? That's how it is in my house, right? It ain't, none of that's affected. I think sometimes you come in here and you think what I'm doing is supposed to affect you and what you're doing is supposed to affect me. I don't care because it's temporal, whatever it is. If you hurt my feelings, it's temporal. You borrowed some money and never paid me back, it's temporal. You sat in my seat when I had my Bible there, it's temporal. You parked in my spot when you know I always park there, it's temporal. I'm coming in here for the word, and once I get the word, it'll fix everything. That's what I know. That's what I've seen. That's what I've grown to. That's growth. Oh, my, we're so lucky. We're blessed to have this opportunity to come in here and freely grow. This is free range stuff in here. This is free range in here. This is organic. You get to grow as much as you want to grow. I'm going to keep putting as much water as you want. As much as you want to get, you can get it. Oh, my. I love a God like that. He don't limit even your understanding. As much as you want to get, he'll give it to you. As much as you, and now I'm reminded by the story of Brother Reggie. Brother Reggie didn't have a lot of time when he was here. And he would say, he would keep asking questions and asking questions and asking questions. And I'm sure people would get tired of him asking questions. I'm sure they did. And everybody that got tired of him asking questions ain't here no more. I'm just saying. They got an attitude. They saw somebody getting that seed watered and thought, you don't need that much water. You don't need this. You don't need that. But Brother Reggie didn't have a lot of time. He wanted to make sure he wasn't going to have no gate trouble. He was like, I want to make sure I'm tied into this thing. I come from a crazy background of people that denominated and did all this. And that's what I thought was right, but I see a different way. Clear this up. And you come in here now. You got Sunday night service. You got Sunday service. You got Wednesday service. You can write questions down and come in here and get them answered. You even got to say them out loud. That's how good you got it. And to take this for granted, shame on you. God has been too good to us. He's blessed us so much. And I love how even Brother Jeremiah said it. He said, you'll push to whatever you want. You will push to whatever you want. Whatever you want to do, you'll do it. I've seen people with no money figure out a way to get season tickets to the Bengals game. Right? They'll figure it out. And they're like, well, I got to be at the games. And I was like, okay. That's what you love. You'll push for it. I come to service. It's free. It's right by my house. I can't miss it if I want. It's something on inside of me that I get hungry for it. I'm hungry for it. Like, I'm actually hungry for it. I'd have to quell that hunger. I'd have to ignore that it exists. It's hunger. I get hungry when I know that the word's coming forth. That's even when I couldn't make it to church, I'd be like, you know, it's Wednesday. I wonder what the, who you think going to preach tonight? Who you think going to testify tonight? What do you think they're going to sing? My mind just starts, you know, it's Sunday. I wonder, you think we got enough place to get signal, pick up service a little bit? That's how my mind goes, because I'm hungry. I'm hungry. It's like if you smell somebody cooking in the kitchen, it's like, I'm hungry. This is that Pavlov's dog effect. I see Brother Jim out there. I see Brother Lockett out there. There must be, service must be coming up. I get hungry. The word's about to come forth. I want to hear it. That's growth. That you have to grow into that. So I praise God for this. We got some good soil here. You're good soil. You're even good soil. You yourself are good soil. God is pleased to dwell there. Oh, my. Saints, we get too much. God bless y'all.
Thank God for good ground. You might kick yourself, have all kind of issues, have all kind of problems. Have all kind of ups and downs in life. But there's something about the Word of God that you just cannot deny. And I like the way Brother Jay said. He says, I may not even understand it. See, God never asked you to understand it all. He said, do you believe it? And the trick to this thing is, because people think they're going to come here and they're going to learn it all in one service, and that's going to make them believe. No, what's going to happen is you're going to come to a place like this, and you're going to hear something that you never heard before like this, and you're not going to understand a word of it. You're not. But there's going to be something on the inside of you that says, you know what? I've never heard anything like this in my life. And then you're going to say, I think that sounds right. Well, how do you know it's right? I don't know. What's the scripture to back it? I have none. I say, that's why you can't tell your family. Because when you go try to tell your family, the first thing they're going to say is, well, where'd you get this? What is it you believe? Where did that? And you're too new to know anything. And you can't help nobody. You know, I like to say on the airplane, before you help your neighbor, put the mask on yourself. So you're in that state. You don't know enough to help anybody, and you don't know enough to even help yourself. But something about, that's what happened when I come. I said, there's something about this that sounds right. And I kept coming, and I kept coming. And then the more I came, the more I found out, you know, it is right. And then the more you come, the more you eat, the more you eat, the stronger you get, the stronger you get, the stronger you are. And then you start, instead of the devil running you, you start looking and saying, wait a minute. That little devil, I'm eternally secured. My problems are just temporary. This too shall pass. What are you talking about? I don't have no problems. What you calling problems, I call opportunities for God to prove that he's real. And then you start turning that table on the devil, and next thing you know, the devil's like, can I bother you today? No, go sit down. I don't want to be bothered with you today. I mean, that's what he's dealing with now. He's dealing with a strong group of people who knows who they are. And then when you fall on your face, you get up. You take a bottle full of air, a gallon jug, take it as deep as you want in the ocean. Swim down. You say, I'm a best swimmer is. I'm taking it all the way to the bottom. Do it. Take your best shot. But you know what? The moment you let go, it's coming back where it came from. And that's what you're going to start telling the devil. Oh, you may have fallen on your face. You might have had problems. Or you might have got short with the person today. Or you might think this. Or you might think that. But you know what? Just let me go. Let me go and see what happens. I'll pop back up. I'm just like that little lily. That little story of the lily. You know, the lily is grown in mud and muck and mar of the pond. It starts out deep at the bottom of the pond. But because there's a life in it, everything that's in it is searching for the S-U-N. And that thing will go through the mud, the mire, the dirt, the water, and it doesn't matter how high it has to go, it's going to find the sun. And that's the way it is with us. That's why you got to have a press and a push, because you're going to have to push over something. This is not going to be given to you as a gift and just say, here, ha-ha, it's do it. No, you're going to work for this. You're going to have to die to yourself. You're going to have to push over problems. You're going to have to push over everything. And well, like Sis said tonight, I just had to get over my feelings. What did she do? Pushed over it. What do we do with today's problems? We pushed over it.
That's right.
Tomorrow's the problems will take care of itself tomorrow. Because what the devil don't know is when I get to tomorrow, I got the same thing that pushed today. He don't realize that tomorrow is going to push me through tomorrow too. And that's the believer. That's the good ground. That's the good ground. Because remember, the life isn't in the ground. That's just dirt. Brother Brown said, y'all just a spoonful of dirt. Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, wherever you're from, just a spoonful of that dirt. That's all you are. But on the inside, there is a life. And that life is busting out. And it's going to bust us till we get out of here. So press, little lily. Keep pushing. You're good ground. You've got the life in you. Don't worry so much about the ground. But what makes you come? What makes you come back? What makes you, when you're away, you want to be here? Oh, I was on vacation last week, but you know where my mind was? You'd have to tell me what day of the week it was. Because when it was Sunday, I knew it was Sunday. I was mad Sunday night. Who thought of that anyway? So then I got to, after Sunday, I counted down to Wednesday. But I knew I'm going here Wednesday. So you didn't have to tell me what day. You didn't have to remind me, oh, it's church day. Nobody ever has to remind me of that. Only time I had to get reminded is when I had the time roan and Jeremiah called me. I was sitting at home. It was a meeting. And I had the time roan in my head. I was sitting there dressed, ready to go. And Jeremiah called me and said, where you at? I said, I'm here getting ready, sitting at home waiting to get to church. He said, you know it starts at 7. I said, oops, I'll be right there. But it wasn't that I was laying on the couch, sleeping, taking a nap, thinking I wasn't doing nothing this evening. Mm-mm. No, I don't have to set an alarm. I don't have to set a clock. I have to set nothing when it comes to church. Oh, no. I'm already counting down to going down to South Carolina. I'm already counting down to the meeting in September. I'm already talking and counting down to going somewhere else. And I'm like, you don't have to remind me of that. Now, you might have to remind me. Vacation sneaks up on me. That's funny. That does sneak up on me. I'm working away, doing my thing, serving God. Next thing I know, you know, we leave next week. What? And that, I could, you know. But when it comes to God, that life that's on the inside craves for this. And I have to have it. And so do you. So don't get mad. I told you Sunday, I said, don't you get mad at yourself when you get mad because you're doing what God wants. And you really don't want to do it, but you do it because you know that's what God wants. And it makes you mad. It makes me mad sometimes when I say, I don't want to do it. But you know you got to do it because that's what he wants. Enjoyed that, Brother Jay. Beautiful message. Good ground. I'm glad y'all continued on because I didn't get hardly started last week. But remember those announcements. I got a letter I want to read here. I got another email. I read these every once in a while when I get them, just so that you can get a feel for what you are doing for others. Sometimes we get in these four walls and we think it doesn't matter whether I be a part or not. And it does matter. And I'm not going to say the brother's name. I'm going to hang it up on the board when I finish. But just to read the letter. I'm going to try to keep it pretty neutral, but I'll just read it. Dear Pastor Moore, I greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you are still fine and family and fellowship as well. First of all, I would like to thank the Almighty God for the great work that he is doing through you and the entire Fairborn Community Tabernacle to the Bride of Christ. Ever since I got in touch with you when you came to Kampala, Uganda, East Africa, and that's probably 20 years ago, maybe. Uganda, East Africa, the book, The New Ministry at the Opening of the Seals in 1963, and the major doctrines of the message that you left, and later the tapes. He was with us when we were sending tapes. He was one of our tape recipients. The tapes, CDs, and now the online services. He's been here the whole time. And now the online services we get from the internet, my life has never been the same. May God really richly bless you and the entire Fairborn Community Tabernacle. That's you guys. For the great revelation that he has continued to give you that has blessed us greatly. I have always considered myself a member of Fairborn Community Tabernacle and you as my pastor, and I usually download the services you preach online and get my inspiration from them to preach to my congregation. It has blessed us so mightily, and we are standing on the same revelation as Fairborn. I'm talking years and years and years and years. It's been a long time since I've been to Africa, to Uganda. I mean, long time. Now, he's having some trouble. Now, I'll read you his trouble to show you how it's important for us to give and to be a part of this thing, because there's people out there that need our help. He said, however, since last year, especially in May of 2023, after I retired from my company I was working for, the family and the fellowship, which we started on the 3rd of April 2017, has been going through a very tough time. At one time, part of the family had to relocate back to the village, but by the grace of God, the family has been united back again in Kampala, and the fellowship is still going on. We managed to build a residence for the family out of our national Social Security benefit in the outskirts of the city, and we are already staying in the same. However, we are still renting a classroom for fellowship in one of the schools in the city ever since we started the fellowship back in 2017. But because we have relocated to our residence we built, it has become too costly for the family of six members, me and my wife inclusive, to be able to go to church. We're thinking of relocating the fellowship also where we are now residing, but it will affect some believers also, since it will become far for them. We are praying to God in order to get a tent or a building, a temporary structure, since it is more expensive to rent. He wants to just put it on his property. After my retirement, I got some part-time work that I was doing, but for almost 6 months, I have not been working. Things are getting more difficult for the family and fellowship, but we are still believing that God will still open a way for us. 2 days ago, I felt in my heart to make my request known to you for financial support, but more importantly, your prayers for my family and the fellowship. My humble prayer is for God's will for the ministry he has given me and the family and the fellowship. Greet the family and Fairborn Community Tabernacle. God bless you, yours in Christ. And what am I supposed to do with that? That's just one. And we're a small group, but you know I'm going to try to help that brother some way, somehow. But this is what we do. I get people asking for money all the time. I get emails all the time. But when I get something like this, he's been doing this since 2017, it makes me want to see what we can do to help. So if you don't pay your tithes, do it. If you don't give offering, do it. Because there's people out there who aren't as blessed as you to sit in a nice air-conditioned church on, I would say, plush seats. But that would sort of mess it up. But they are plush compared to the homemade benches with no backs that they sit on out there on those, you know. So you at least have a place to put your back. So there are people, I pulled up today. It was actually by accident, but I ended up watching Sunday service. Like, I don't know how I ended up there. I was on YouTube in it there, and I saw the service. I clicked on it. So I thought, let me just see how the volume's working out on the new microphone. So I was looking at that and watching the service. But then I started looking at the people who had tuned in. It's like 79 on YouTube. And I thought, let me just go over to the live stream. It's about, looks like on Sundays we got anywhere between 60 and 90 people that somewhere along the line get those services. So it's not a waste of time and money for us to do this. There are people who need what you get free. So keep that in mind. But pray for this brother and pray that God help. And the brother, this isn't even the brother I was telling you that needed the help that we're going to help. This is a different brother. So, think of more than yourself. And if you want to do anything, do it for Christ. Do it for the kingdom. Do it for people who have a need. Because, like I said, I get bombarded all the time with people wanting things and trying to get help. And we're doing what we can, but we're a small group, and I can't help everybody all the time. But I'll do what I can, and I help who I can. But when I get a letter like this, I'm like, my Lord, makes me want to take another trip. But God bless them. God bless us. God help us. And let us do our part. Let's be that good ground. Amen. You know, good ground bring forth good fruit. And, you know, I was thinking when Jay was mentioning it, preaching it, and I said, good ground brings forth good fruit, but good ground can also bring forth bad fruit. It depends what's the life in the ground. It's whatever's planted. So, you know, we want to be what God can use. And we want to be a ground that God can bless the world with, because you've got the key to help the world. Amen. Little old Fairborn can help the world, and we do, but we can always do more, and we can do better. But come on, musicians, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Prepare that ground so that I can be what you want us to be. It's good to see our sis back. I've been gone too, so good to see y'all back. And stay right in there. Hang right in there. Press and push the mark. And I ain't just talking to them. I'm talking to us all. But y'all be looking over there saying, yeah, press and push. I'm talking to you. We all need to press and push. Lord, prepare me. Prepare this ground to be a sanctuary for you. That you can use me to help get this message all the way over to Africa, all the way over to the Philippines. You know, this thing goes all the way east and all the way west. We have gone both directions, and this thing is around the world. Come back on Sunday. Remember the announcements, and we will see you, Lord willing, on Sunday morning. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, right and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. It is you, Lord. Purify.